Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with It's for Women. The car insurance with extra benefits like personal accident cover.
Well, my next guest is an English novelist known for her hugely popular children's literature. Having written over 100 books, she's noted for featuring such controversial themes as adoption and divorce in her writing, and has spoken recently of what she described as her own weird upbringing by adulterous parents and how it inspired many of her books. She's also now written a reimagined version of the classic children's story, The Railway Children, to show the modern struggles children have to cope with. Jacqueline Wilson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Miriam.
Thank you so much for joining us. Listen, as I said, you've taken on the children's classic, The Railway Children, and have written your own modern day version of the story. But was the original a favourite of yours?
It was a total favourite of mine. And when I recently reread it, I mean, I still admire it tremendously. And therefore, some of your listeners will say, they'll be saying, well, why did you meddle with it, you silly woman? That is a perfect book in itself. And I do agree with it, with that. But one time when I was talking to a whole load of very bright school children, and they were asking me what books I enjoyed when I was their age, I mentioned The Railway Children, and every child looked completely blank. And it so distresses me that today's children are missing out on the classics. And there is this particular fashion for various authors rewriting some of the classics, or reimagining, or being inspired by them. And so I thought, well, I would rather like to have a go. And then if older people hear this and think, nonsense, no one can compare with Edith Nesbit, very well, I might well agree with him. but for children, I do think this is a more immediately accessible book, and it might well inspire them to read E. Nesbit, but it's certainly not an easy read, because I didn't want just to write a simple version. I wanted to write my own version about modern children, although my plot has various similarities to the original classic.
So tell us then, Jacqueline, how you have reimagined the original with your book, The Primrose Railway Children.
I've made the children echo parts of the original children, but that The Railway Children by E. Nesbit was very much written from the oldest child's point of view, Bobby, and she was very much mother's favourite. But E. Nesbit writing about Bobby and about Peter, the middle brother, was generally very sympathetic. She seemed to get very impatient with the youngest child, Phyllis, who the only thing she could say about her was she meant extremely well, which I think is very much backhanded praise. So I decided to write the book from the youngest child's point of view. And she, my child, Phoebe, is devoted to her dad. And when he goes mysteriously missing, it hits her even more than her siblings, even more, I would imagine, than her mother. And it's about the effect of somehow or other losing your dad can do to a child. And also, in the original book, Mother is, well, the children say, Mother is absolutely splendid. And I've never believed in that mother, because she's just too saintly. I rather think Edith Nesbit herself was writing about a wishful version of herself, because she wasn't that great a mother herself. And so I feel that most women, their husband seems to have abandoned them, and then they have to take the children to this little cottage in the middle of nowhere because she's so worried about what people are saying, and she can't keep up the mortgage payments. And when they get, in the original book, when they get to the cottage, it's pitch dark, and inside they hear the most ominous squeaking and scuttling, and Mother just manages to make it just one more adventure, whereas I stepped into a pitch-dark cottage with rats around my ankles, I'm afraid I would just shriek and run out with the children and not make it an adventure at all. And I think an awful lot of women would have problems in that way.
Definitely.
So my adults aren't stately, and it's very much from a child's point of view. And I wanted, obviously, to have a railway theme. And nowadays, you couldn't possibly have children playing along the tracks of the local railway and you know, jumping off and on and off platforms. I mean, that would be absolutely impossible and obviously highly dangerous. So I suddenly hit on the idea of a vintage steam railway, which I love these places. And I just wanted to show children what fun it can be, because I think most kids still, even the most sophisticated one, devoted to social media or whatever, do actually enjoy old-fashioned things like going on a steam train. And I wanted it to be part of the plot, to have some really exciting and dramatic things happening with this railway as a setting. And so I don't think I've enjoyed writing a book more, because I really felt I've got to pull my socks up. I can't just write a sort of limp story potentially inspired by the original book. I wanted to write something that would stand on its own and I could feel proud of.
That's so interesting that you loved it so much. I mean, you've written over 100 books, Jacqueline, as I said at the beginning. I mean, how old were you when you started writing?
Well, I was always writing as a child. I know certainly by the age of 6, this is what I said I wanted to be, a writer, because I had to have my tonsils out, as many people my age have rather shaky memories of this ordeal in hospital. It seemed to happen by rote, you know. Right, they've got to 5 or 6, let's whip the tonsils out. And the doctor came to meet me in my hospital bed to hopefully reassure me that, you know, he wasn't going to hurt me too much. And so after the, you know, how old are you and everything, he said, what do you want to do when you grow up? And my mum was there and she looked at me with interest. I said, I'd like to be a writer. And this was the first she'd heard of it, and was rather embarrassed, I think, that I should, you know, aspire to such a strange thing. But certainly I was very serious about it. And throughout my childhood, I've lost count of the number of Woolworth notebooks I bought with my pocket money and filled them up with stories. And without much encouragement at home, they thought it was a reasonably harmless hobby that kept me amused, but certainly really didn't think I would ever stand a chance of making it as a writer or ever getting anything published. And rather sadly, I think my school teachers were of the same opinion, you know, thought being a secretary was the most I could achieve, which, you know.
How wrong they were, Jacqueline.
Well, it does. I mean, I don't really have a feeling of there, I've told you so, I've made it. But it does give me some satisfaction. And whenever children confide in me their hopes and ambitions, I always say, well, as long as you try extra specially hard and are willing to work very, very hard indeed, and if you're under a lucky star, it might just happen to you. Because I don't think it hurts to let children realise that sometimes you can be lucky enough to achieve your dreams.
And you also spoke recently about what you describe as your weird upbringing. You were an only child, but how your upbringing has inspired many of your books and your own unique sense of style. But how strange, how unusual was your upbringing?
My parents weren't a bit happy. They had met in the war, and my mother was fed up because she said there weren't any decent men around. They had all joined up, and she said, your father was the best of a bad bunch. And you can tell from her attitude that, you know, it wasn't a love match. And they were both so different and so unwilling to compromise in any way whatsoever. And so I just grew up with a great many arguments and rows and screamings and slammed doors, which I got used to it, but it did worry me a bit. And I had nightmares a lot. But I didn't realize at the time, but a wonderful, wonderful way of making me think about life from a different point of view. And I still have such vivid memories of my childhood that it's kind of easy for me to write my books. And I have a very happy life now. And I hope my daughter would say that she had a lovely, secure upbringing. And so it was, in a way, an inspiration for me. I tend to be a little bit like Pollyanna, playing the glad game and making the most of all the dire things that can happen to you. But it was good for me. And so it gave me the courage at the age of 17 to leave home, to go and be a journalist in Scotland where I knew nobody, and to stand on my own two feet. So I think in many ways it was an advantage.
Interesting. I mean, did your parents' marriage as well, because it was obviously, as you said, an unhappy marriage, did it make you determined to try to stick marriage out when you married yourself?
It did. I mean, my marriage, sadly, was almost doomed to fail because I was quite lonely in Scotland. And then the girl I was sharing a flat with, I was in a hostel to start with, but then I shared this little flat with this girl, and then she was getting engaged and going off with her boyfriend, and I couldn't afford the rent. I didn't want to go home. Well, it wasn't really my home anymore. So I went out with this boyfriend who was quite good fun, and so madly, I married at the age of 19. But it was a long marriage because I was absolutely determined to make it work. But we were so different. I mean, books mean all the world to me. And my ex-husband never willingly read a book in his life. So it wasn't the sort of tempestuous marriage that my parents had. But eventually, ironically, my husband left me because I was determined that no matter what, I would stick it out. But I think it rather annoyed him when I started to get quite well known, because while I was writing a few children's books, he was quite happy to say, oh, yes, you know, my wife, Jackie, she writes some children's books, and that was fine. But when people started coming up to me in the street and maybe kids wanted a photo or an autograph, he didn't like that one bit. And so I think this is a problem that some men, even the nicest men, do have. If suddenly their wife becomes the one that people make a fuss of rather than them themselves. And then I met this bookseller, Trish, and I don't know, I'd never really thought of having a relationship with a woman, but it was kind of an attraction right from the start. And we've been together about 20 years now. And, well, when I say blissfully happy, I mean, obviously, we have the ordinary rows like anybody else. But they've been wonderful years. And so, you know, what I would say to any women, middle-aged women whose marriage is broken up and they're, you know, getting past 50 and they think, well, that's it, you know, my life is over. And I mean, I thought that, but my goodness, my life was in many ways only just beginning. So you just never know what might happen.
Well, Jacqueline Wilson, The Primrose Railway Children, is going to be published on September the 16th next by Puffin. And Dame Jacqueline Wilson, it's been a real pleasure chatting to you this morning. Thanks so much for talking to us today. We'll take a break.